At the movies this week, we'll discover a troublemaker whose heart is two sizes too small. Thanks for joining me for another Real Discovery. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer from nightsandweekends.com. For many of us, when we were kids, those last few weeks before Christmas meant Christmas specials on TV. Charlie Brown, Rudolph, Frosty, and the Grinch. And while Dr. Seuss's beloved curmudgeon has appeared in theaters before, he gets his first full-length animated feature in The Grinch. The Grinch journeys to Whoville as the Whos are preparing for Christmas. They're decorating their houses and writing their letters to Santa, especially Cindy Lou Who, voiced by Cameron Seeley, who has a very important request. Everyone is in the holiday spirit except for the Grinch, voiced by Benedict Cumberbatch. And this year, he decides that he and his loyal dog Max will steal the Who's decorations and presents and finally put an end to their annoying holiday cheer. Now, ever since How the Grinch Stole Christmas made its TV debut in 1966, the furry green grump has been a holiday staple. And this adaptation is everything that Dr. Seuss himself would have wanted. It's colorful and imaginative, and its fun-filled tale builds to a heartwarming conclusion that reminds viewers that there's more to the holidays than lights and presents and roast beast. This latest version doesn't add anything new or surprising, which really is as it should be. As always, the Grinch in this adaptation is comically conniving and mean-spirited. But this time, he isn't purely sinister. He's a guy whose anger and bitterness stem from his childhood. Fortunately, that doesn't make him any less of a troublemaker. It just reminds viewers that somewhere, deep down, there's a too small heart that could still grow. Meanwhile, the Grinch is surrounded by the usual cast of lovable characters, and even newcomers fit right in, making it another memorable take on the holiday classic. But is it worth another visit to Whoville? It sure is. With its entertaining mix of Dr. Seuss's quirky creativity and Illumination Entertainment's clever humor, the Grinch is a faithful and entirely lovable adaptation. It gets a B+. And finally this week, our real quick discovery. In promoting The Grinch, Universal created a series of snarky ads and billboards with sayings like, "Your date is just here for the popcorn." In LA, they say things like, "Of course you'll make it as an actor." And in New York, "New Yorkers totally get me." Well, that's it for another Real Discovery. For more reviews and updates on the latest films, including Sarah Jessica Parker in Here and Now, visit realdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. Until next week, take some time to catch a movie or two. You never know what you might discover.